Well, Victoria's Secret had the fashion show for 2016 last week, I believe. This one was quite shocking. I believe all of them are trannies. You can just look at the waist, the hip bone, the overall torso. The hips, of course, on a male and a female are different. On a real female, they are designed to allow for childbirth. On a man, these things are unnecessary. Now, they do a very good job of disguising it, but you can see on this one, very butch-looking face overall. They have the classic tranny hooker look. Now, if you live in the suburbs in the United States in some small town or something like that, you're not going to see tranny hookers walking down the street. You have no frame of reference. But you can see that Victoria's Secret is basically a cabaret show. It's one of these tranny cabaret shows. That's all this is. These are tranny cabaret shows. Look at this person right here. Look at that waist. Are those childbearing hips? Those hips are different than men's. Who's got the childbearing hips? The singer or the model? Who's taller? Bruno Mars, man. That guy's a woman. Anyone who's played in the Super Bowl at the halftime show is a tranny, an Illuminati tranny. See all these dragon references, all these kind of creepy occult decorations and stuff. Look at how skinny these women are. They're just skin and bones and lean muscle mass like a man. You can see clearly these are not naturally born women. There's Giselle. So that might be from a previous year. I don't think she was there this year. But there, again, you know, I've done a video on Giselle. She has the classic hip giveaway. Give it away, give it away, give it away, man. These are all trannies. Now, when I say all, maybe, just maybe there's an exception in there, but I just can't find it. She's pointing down, too. As above, so below. Look at that. All right, so there's another one. You can see in the face. You can tell in the face and the shoulders. This is not about micro analysis. This is just the overall vibe of seeing a tranny. Now, if you can't see it, I really can't help you. But I do want to expose deception. That's kind of what I'm trying to do with my channel here. Oh, the devil horns. The devil horns have come. No surprise there. But you know what the biggest Illuminati sign is? You know, all these videos, right, on YouTube, so-and-so's Illuminati, you know, they're doing the hand signs, you know, the one eye, the devil horns. Well, being a secret Illuminati tranny is the biggest sign of all of them. Transgendering your body, that's the biggest sign you're in the Illuminati, all right? And what does that mean to be in the Illuminati? Well, I think it just means you worship Lucifer, all right? You worship the gods of Egypt, the fallen angels, and you're trying to bring about the Antichrist. They want their Messiah to return, the Anti-Messiah. That's going to be their God in the new transgendered world order. Transhumanist, transgendered. There's good old Bruno Mars, you know, and Lady Gaga is a tranny, obviously. You can tell by the face. But, you know, they've done a lot of work on the body. It's just a disguise. She always wears a disguise anyway, right? Guarantee you, if you saw her walking down the street, you wouldn't even recognize her. You don't know what she really looks like. She's always in some weird disguise. She's a tranny. These women are pretty large women overall. They're trannies. They're muscular. They have long legs. You know, actually, you know, I was asking my wife about this. I said, hey, you know, what do you think? You know, she's, oh, yeah, Victoria's Secret models are very beautiful. Yeah, you know, and I mean, I feel sorry for a lot of women I know. I think that's one of the Jenner girls, a tranny, all right? Kim Kardashian's not the only tranny in that family, or Bruce Jenner, whatever their names are now, you know. Poor old, Kanye West having an Illuminati breakdown. We'll have to see how that develops. They may try to kill him off. You know, his last show that he performed, he was talking about how everything's a lie. But who knows what's going on there. So, you know, I feel sorry for the women. I think women are, you know, this whole Victoria's Secret industry, this whole whatever company, great brand, right? One of the most popular brands. Look at this one, man. Look at that. I mean, just look at the torso, the hips, classic male torso. If you're a man, it's probably very similar to yours. All right. These are men. A lot of these girls, I don't know where they come from. I don't know their names. I think a lot of them are South American. This is really a Luciferian ritual. essentially. This is a religious ceremony. The whole thing kind of reminds me of that Gothard Tunnel satanic worship service they had before. These are all trannies right here. Every single one of them, man. I cannot find a real woman. There could be one or two in there, but I just can't spot them. I can't see the real woman. This whole mess of photos, you know. I just don't see any real women here, you know. You know, I don't know what women think about this whole thing, but I guess they want to be sexy like these models, right? And some of them want to be these models. Well, guess what? If you're a real, natural-born female, you will never be a Victoria's Secret model. You will not look like this. It's impossible. I just imagine that many women must have low self-esteem because they compare themselves, their perfect female body, to these freaky Illuminati tranny bodies. And they think, wow, these women on Victoria's Secret, I'm never going to look like that. You know, I'm fat, I'm whatever. You know, it's severe psychological and emotional damage is being done by these people by not coming out of the closet. These people are closet trannies is what they are. And they should come out of the closet, all right? That's my challenge to them. Look at this guy, Bruno Mars. Of course, his last name is named after some kind of Greek god kind of deal. And look at Lady Gaga with the old male torso there, you know? Lady Gaga's a tranny. You know how you spot a tranny? Look at the highest paid celebrities. Taylor Swift, Beyonce, all these people, Lady Gaga, the ones winning all the awards, the ones on the covers of magazines, the ones on the internet, and every page of the internet, it's full of trannies. 98% of what we see in the mass media is trannies, newscasters, politicians, singers, actors, actresses, whatever. It's all a bunch of trannies, man. It's part of the satanic agenda. It's all part of the transhumanist agenda to destroy the human race. Created in the image of God, they're going to recreate it in the image of Lucifer. And Satan standing in heaven telling God, hey man, all those people you created, they worship us, man. They worship me and my people and my trannies. They all want to be trannies. And God's like, well, they'll come around. They'll come around. Just wait. Give them a little more time. They'll come around. They'll see through the deception. They'll see what a lying scumbag you really are. These are all a bunch of trannies. Look at the male waist indent below the belly button on the sides of the waist. That always gives away. Look at the straight up and down torso. Look at the lean muscle mass. Look at the jaws. Look at the overall tranny hooker vibe you're getting from these tranny hookers. They are tranny hookers. This is the horror of Babylon, mystery religion. These people are wearing angels' wings. What are they trying to tell us? They're Nephilim hybrids, demonically possessed by the disembodied spirits of their ancestors, the Nephilim hybrids of humans and fallen angels. Demonic entities exist. Demonic spirits exist. It's real. And they're transmitted through the television. Television was invented to deceive us. These people are telling us they're Nephilim. Look at the angel wings, man. People don't have wings. These people have wings. They're Nephilim. They're hybrids. They're demonically possessed. They ain't human, man. These people are not human. They're transhuman. They're trannies. Oh, they're doing the sign of the Baphomet. The Baphomet sign, androgyny, the goat god Pan, both male and female. See? Satan's improved upon humanity. God created us male and female. We're either male or female. Satan has made these people male and female. Well, that must be better, huh? According to their logic. Just look at these tight, hard-body trannies. That's what they are. Yeah, just a gaggle of trannies, the big old mouth. There's one, Selena Gomez, another tranny. I'm sorry, they're all a bunch of trannies, man. Yeah, look at that one, man. The sun gods, you got the whole sun god worship thing going on. So, can you spot the Illuminati tranny in this crowd? Take your time, look closely. You may see a few. Well, it's a trick question, I'm sorry. These are all trannies. These are all trannies, openly transgendered people. They're not deceiving us. They're openly transgendered. They're not Illuminati trannies. They're just trannies. That's from a tranny beauty pageant. Okay. Now, here, spot the tranny in this photo. They're all trannies, openly transgendered. This is a tranny beauty pageant, okay? They're all openly transgendered again. I just want to show you some real ones, man. The real ones can fool you. That's not me telling you they're trannies. They are trannies. The real ones can fool you, all right? That's the comparison. And there's no difference between these tranny beauty pageants and cabaret shows like this. This is a tranny cabaret show you're looking at right here. There's no difference between this and the Victoria's Secret tranny cabaret show they had on TV, you know? I saw the YouTube video of this event. About 3 million people have watched it in less than a week. 3 million people have no idea that these are a bunch of trannies, man. Spot the tranny there. They're all trannies, all right? Openly transgendered from some beauty pageant, a tranny beauty pageant. Spot the tranny in this one. They're all trannies. This is a tranny cabaret show. They're the same as the Victoria's Secret. Spot the tranny here from Miss International 2013. Spot the tranny. Take a good look. Take your time. This one may be difficult. Look closely. Spot the tranny. Are there any trannies in this photo? I'll give it away. They're all a bunch of trannies. This is from Miss International Queen. Look it up. Miss International Queen is a tranny beauty pageant from trannies all over the world. Those were all a bunch of trannies. And some of you who have been calling me crazy or stupid, those are all a bunch of trannies and they fooled you. Yep, it's just a big old tranny fest at the Victoria's Secret. What's their secret? Their secret is that they're trannies. See, they're basically telling us that Victoria has a secret and no one's figured it out. Mm-hmm.